Time is but a meaningless concept of nothing. This day, every other day, they're all the same.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to our show. We had some complications last time, as Via disappeared and somehow ended up in an alternate dimension. Again! Now that we have her back, we're ready to tell you what's what in Wyoming.
Well, Wyoming, it's good to be back with my big sis, Skye.
Yeah, I missed you too.
Our theme today is This Day in History, because this is the day. In history.
Right. On this particular day, Shirk began, and ended, construction on his infamous swamp motel.
That's right, listeners. You know the Olden Band construction zone by the Pizza Hut? You know, the Pizza Hut. The place we all go when we're fast asleep and being haunted by our greatest fears.
Like Carl!
Hey, I'm not that bad.
Oh, great goddess, his voice curdles my bones.
I give up.
Anywho, Shirk abandoned his project exactly a decade ago when it was brought to his attention that his swamp was actually located on the other side of town. So his plan to yell at customers to stay out of his swamp would be a bit difficult to carry out.
Yes, but not to worry, Wyoming. Shirk has since embarked on a project to eliminate the concept of distance and boundaries, so that he may yell at anyone anywhere to stay out of his swamp. If Shirk is to be victorious, then we will all be living on Murbury Swamp, home to Shirk the Foul and Loathsome.
Skye, where did Shirk's name even come from? He's so small and fluffy. I can't imagine anyone seeing him as foul or loathsome.
Via. Sometimes I forget that you weren't around for the Great Shirk Crusade of 1212 PCE. But that's a story about a different day in history.
Hey guys, you have a visitor.
Ugh. What is it now, Carl?
They don't drink my tea! I can't find him!
Old man Gary, it's a pleasure to see you again. In perfect timing, too.
Listeners, you may be wondering why old man Gary is here.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Where am I? Why am I wherever I may be?
Well, old man Gary, sir, it is your birthday.
My birthday? I don't have a birthday.
Well, we don't exactly know how old you are, or if you were ever born, but this day in history is the day we first found any record of you, so we consider it the day you came into existence.
Which is kinda like birth if you think about it. Here in Wyoming, the day you fall into our dimension becomes your new birthday, like with Farmer Brian.
Yes, exactly, Skye. Now, old man Gary, it is time for the traditional birthday wish.
Right!
Oh goody, I'm gonna need that!
We hope this year your cow is in excellent health.
Thanks. Have you seen my doorframe?
Hey, did you guys order a red velvet cake? Hey, old man Gary, please remove your fangs from my hand.
Carl! You know you can't just hold red foods in front of him. You were supposed to slide it in.
Have you seen Barbie? I can't find my belly button.
Come on, old man Gary. Let's go find Eric.
Well, Skye, what else happened on this particular day in history?
As many of you listeners may know, on this day in 798 PCE, that's post-Common Era for those of you listening in the past, were the Jackalope attacks.
Right. That brings back memories.
Speaking of memories, Do you remember Randy?
The one who thought he was from Nebraska? What even is a Nebraska?
Well, I guess Nebraska's like Ireland for Farmer Brian.
Oh, right. Got it. Another dimension. Like the one I was stuck in.
Right. Well, on this day in history, he fell into our dimension. Welcome to Wyoming, Randy from the past.
Wait, Sky, didn't Randy die?
Yep. That old hag on Thunderbrush Road gave him a shoddy spell.
Why would he even buy a spell from her? Everyone knows you can only trust the triplets with things like that.
Well, I guess Randy just didn't know that yet. All he wanted was to get home to his dimension. If he had stuck around long enough to learn that the only way to travel through dimensions is with Sharon and Marjorie, he might have survived and maybe even returned home safely.
Aye, it's such a shame. Hey, Sky, is it time for the weather?
I think it is, Via. Begin whenever you are ready.
All right, Wyoming, why is the sun so freaking bright? It shouldn't even be out right now. It's 3 p.m. 3 p.m. The moon should be out, but no. The sun is selfish and a jerk and has to shine as brightly as possible.
Via?
I'm not done yet. And why does everything smell vaguely of chicken breasts? It's not right. I like chicken, but not that much. Smell like bacon instead. Or that one fruit that is shaped like a foot and tastes like green tea. That one smells good. Smell like that, Wyoming.
While I agree with your green tea statement, Via, that is the moon. Your eyes are just really sensitive because they're still dilated from the triplets doing your eye exam. But you're right. It does smell like chicken breast.
Yeah, the last time it smelled like chicken was... Oh, no. Oh, no. You don't think.
Oh, curses. I sure hope not. Listeners, on this day in history, 8 years ago, the children escaped from Area 54. 5 people died, and many were injured during this fiasco.
Poor Aunt Helga.
Wyoming, please, take cover. Protect your aliens at all costs. Do not open your doors for anyone, even your own children. They may not be what you think they are. Wyoming officials are on the case now, and any escaped children will be returned to the bunker beneath the alien daycare center.
Stay safe, everyone. Best wishes to you all.
We'll see you again next week, friends.
Until then, for now, you know what's what in Wyoming.
What's What in Wyoming is a production of Skylar Graves and Via Sargent for 91.3 and the Greyhound Media Network. This episode was written and produced by Via Sargent and Skylar Graves. The voice of Carl was Eli Milligan, and Old Man Gary was played by Dominic James. More shows like this can be found on WHJE.com. Questions, comments, concerns? DM us at What's What in Wyoming on Instagram. Today's proverb is, if the world flooded, it wouldn't matter to a duck.